Anne," said a voice beside her, and she looked over. It was a girl climbing on the exerciser next to her and selecting Fat Burn. The chick was too thin to need Fat Burn, but it was the only lie bigger than one size fits all. "Hi," Anne said, racking her brain for the girl's name. The woman started walking at a leisurely pace, with her eyes focused at some imaginary point in the wall, and Anne finally remembered it. Willa Hansen. Willa was a brooding artist type, and she dyed her hair again, this time a normal human being color. There was even a red shade close to Anne's. "I like your new hair color, Willa," Anne blurted out after a minute. She gathered she was trying to strike up a conversation, but wasn't sure why. Maybe to prove she remembered Willa's name. Mental note: it is pointless to remember someone's name and not get credit for it. "Thanks." "How'd you get the blue out?" Anne asked, then wanted to kick herself. Somehow it sounded wrong. She'd always had a hard time talking to women. Men were so much easier. To talk to a man, all she had to do was listen, which they counted as the same thing. "The blue came out right away. It was Kool-Aid." "Huh?" Anne tugged out her earphones. Maybe she hadn't heard right. "You put Kool-Aid, the drink, on your hair?" "Sure," Willa smiled. "Just add water." Anne wasn't sure what to say, so she fake jogged for a moment in silence. There were things she would never understand about her generation, and her experiments with hair color tended to be more conventional. When she started the practice, she dyed her hair professional brown.